There is a question in the halakha. We know that for kiddush on Friday night, for example, minimally one must drink the shi'ud that's called melon lugmav, which is a cheekful, which translates to the majority of it if you eat, which is translates to about 1.7 ounces. That's the amount one has to drink on Lil Shabbat for the kiddush. We learned also that preferably the one that makes the kiddush should be the one that drinks the shi'ud. Of course, for whatever reason, if he cannot do it, so somebody else that was listening to the kiddush could also drink the wine. The question is, in the case where the person did not drink the melon lugmav, and nobody drank the melon lugmav, for whatever reason, he just took a sip, they put it down, and nobody drank the rest. Is the kiddush valid or not? Well, there is a Bet Yosef in Siman Resh Ayin Aleph that clearly says that what it says, if you didn't drink the shi'ur, lo yatsa, the Bet Yosef explains, lo yatsa mitzvah min ha-mubhar, but you were yotzeh chovat kiddush, nonetheless. That's the way Chacham Ben Sion at least reads it. And that's the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands it as well. And therefore, according to them, b'di'avad, if a person didn't drink the shi'ur, or didn't drink anything, b'di'avad, he was yotzeh, and the people were yotzeh yedei kiddush. Kama Vajja, on the other hand, has another opinion, and he learns the Beit Yosef a little differently in Chazon Vajja, in Hilchot Shabbat. And he holds that it's ma'akev. It's the ikubah. Therefore, you need to drink a melon lugmav. And if you didn't drink it, you're not yoseh the kiddush. It seems that's the opinion as well of the Mishnah Berurah. So therefore, comes out we have a machlok. Now, even according to Chaim Ben Sion, he said better to try to hear the kiddush again from someone else. Even though he himself said, if he couldn't do that, he's yoseh b'di'avad. So that's a big machlok. Where Acham Avaya is a little more stringent here, and Acham Ben Sion a little more lenient. The question would be by Havdalah. Let's say the one that's made the Havdalah didn't drink the shi'ur of Melon Lugmav. Also, Acham Ben Sion says, but the Avad, the people that are listening, are Yotzeh Yedei Chobatam. Now, there is a way to fix this in this case like this. Let's say you have a situation where you have people that are making kiddush, and everybody has their own cup next to them. Well, a few people have a cup next to them. There's a few families together, and the Mekadesh has a cup, and they put a few cups around for all the families. And the Mekadesh himself just took a sip. He didn't drink. But one of the people around the table drank a melon lugmav from his cup, from the cup that was in front of him. The Menuchat Avah brings this case down, and he says that since one of the people around the table who was listening to the kiddush drank from his cup a shi'ur of melon lugmav, everybody is yotzeh. So that would be a way to, if you're concerned that the mekadesh is not going to drink the right shi'ur, so have a cup in front of you, listen to his kiddush, and then drink the shi'ur, and you help everybody be yotzeh. But again, this is a big ma'loket. If a person did not, is he yotzeh or not? Chaim Avadya would say you have to make the kiddush again, whereas Chaim Ben Sion would say, b'di'avad yotzeh.